Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. Ever since I was in college, I have fallen so in love with coffee, especially first thing in the morning, because I am not a morning person. But I've tried to do black coffee before and it just wasn't working for me. It was really bitter and I've got a sweet tooth. So I always find myself adding too much into my coffee, whether that be cream or sugar or flavored syrups. When I really looked at my health and I really was looking at what I put into my body every single day, I realized that my coffee was pretty much like having a candy bar every single day. It really wasn't that great for me nutritionally. So I am so grateful and excited to have found this coffee company. They're called Coffee Over Cardio. Coffee Over Cardio is a brand and it's specifically targeted at boss babes, so female entrepreneurs, but really anyone can enjoy these flavors because they are so dang good, you guys. And they're so good for you. They are gluten-free, sugar-free, calorie-free. So then how are they flavored? The flavor is actually sprinkled onto the beans and baked before the coffee is ground up. So you get the flavor really deep into the coffee bean. My favorite flavors in general are the birthday cake and the cinnamon bun. I honestly don't really have to add that much to the cup anymore. I maybe put in a little bit of almond milk just for texture, but otherwise, I don't need the same amount of sugar and crap and everything that I was adding to this cup of coffee. The coffee itself is delicious. So if you're interested in trying it, or if it sounds like it's up your alley, head on over to coffeeovercardio.com. I'm going to hook you up with 10% off if you just use the coupon at checkout, 10DavinaF, you will get 10% off your purchase. So please enjoy this delicious coffee. Let's get into the show. Hey guys, today's positive pep talk was inspired by one of my followers. I put it out there to my network and asked them, if Oprah could give you one pep talk, what would you want her to talk about? And one of my followers said, self-hate. And as you know, I'm not Oprah yet, but I have been somebody who has struggled with this in the past, so hopefully I can give you a helpful perspective on this. So I want to start this by doing something a little different. I want to start by doing an exercise. So hopefully if you're not driving and you have a few minutes to just sit comfortably in a quiet space, I won't take too long with this, but I think it's just really important to use visualization in dealing with self-hate or something that has been manifesting on a deep level. So when you're ready, just sit back, find a quiet, comfortable place in a seated position, and close your eyes. Just take a few minutes to breathe. Inhale and exhale. Breathing into the diaphragm, breathe in and breathe out. And now I want you to imagine that you are standing in front of a mirror. And it's today, so you look exactly how you look. Your hair is the same. Your outfit is the same. Any time of day, you're just standing there in front of the mirror. And I want you to really look at your reflection. What do you see? What can you appreciate about what you see? What do you feel like is holding you back? Just sit with your thoughts. Sit with that feeling for just a few more breaths. I want you to envision the absolute best version of yourself. And I want you to consider, how is that imaginary version of yourself different from the person who's standing in front of you? And now I'm going to snap my fingers, and in an instant, you are 10 years older. So imagine what that reflection looks like. Maybe you have a few more wrinkles. Maybe your hair looks different. What do you see? What has happened since the previous moments spent with your current reflection? What has been holding you back? Are you closer to being the version of your ideal self? Or are you disappointed? Stay with your breath. And now I'm going to snap my fingers again. 20 years older. Take a look at yourself. What do you see? Is there happiness or sadness in your eyes? Have you given the power to your fears and your self-loathing and feeling like you don't deserve to be the best version of yourself? If you have, how has that impacted you? How has that impacted the way that you look and the way that you carry yourself? How do you feel? How do you feel knowing that your ideal self could have manifested, but you didn't think you deserved it? You didn't think that it belonged to you. I'm going to snap my fingers again. Present day. Really look at yourself. Really appreciate that you have time and you have resources and you have energy and you have everything you need inside of you. So go ahead, place your hands on your heart. Inhale and exhale. Breathe that positive energy, that love, that encouragement, that trust. Breathe it into your heart. And right now, I want you to think of three things about yourself that you are grateful for. Three specific things to you. What three things do you love the most about yourself? Once you've let this resonate, once you've let this sink in, I want you to realize that these qualities are always there. These qualities are always inside of you. And you can tap into what you love most at any time. All you have to do is relax, put your hands over your heart, And remember those three things that you love about yourself. And I want you to remember that no matter what happens to you, no matter what goes on in your life, those three things that you have with you today will carry you forward through any obstacle, any trial and tribulation. They will carry you for the next 10 years and the next 20 years of your life. All you have to do is trust yourself and trust that the best things about you will never be lost. Whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. I hope that this exercise was eye-opening and was also a bit of a positive energy generator and has helped you to realize that self-hate will hold you back. And having those three things that you absolutely love about yourself that you can reflect on at any given moment of any day is what makes you powerful. And is what makes you conquer that self-hate that holds you back. Thank you for listening. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram @DavinaFaust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.